You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ashes Chodesh Vayikra Tavshin Einchet. Rashi in Megillah, Dav Chavtes, tells us what is the reason that we lay. As we know, we have four parashas. With Dav Parashas, four parashas that we lay during the month of Adar. Parashas Shkolin, then Parashas Zohar, Parashas Parah, and this week we will be laying Parashas Chodesh. What is Parashas HaChodesh? Parashas HaChodesh is in Sefer Shmos, Parashas Boy. It says HaChodesh is Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. And then, right after that, it says the mitzvah of Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, why do we lay in the Revi's HaChodesh is Lachem? Says Rashi, Shisham Parashas HaPesach. And Parashas HaPesach and Parashas HaChodesh, that's what we lay. And this something needs explanation. First of all, so why you call it Parashas HaChodesh and not Parashas HaPesach? That's number one. But because we're getting to Pesach, so what's that? Because before we get to Pesach, we want to have one of the lame parashas that have to do with the Moed. We never have that. We do have a concept of laning the parashas of the Moed during the Moed. On Pesach, you lane Parashas Pesach. On Rosh Hashanah, you lane Parashas Rosh Hashanah. We don't say 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, you'll have a special parasha to lay in the Inyan of Tchiyas Shofar.
How about Hakel?
Hakel's only in Sukkos.
Only in
Sukkos. Right? When you read, he lays part of the Sefer Dvarim once every 7 years in there. You go and you're leaning in advance, so we can have it. There's a concept of Shloshim and Kodem Achag to learn for the parasha. But where do we find that you lean a parasha because the Moed is coming? So what's the pshat? And furthermore, this parasha is talking about Pesach. Korban Pesach, right? There's a lot of halachas of Pesach, but really that parasha is talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach that we did in Mitzrayim itself, which has a lot of different things that you don't have in a regular Pesach. So what's shad? We lay in parashas Chodesh for Pesach. Right? Look at Rashi says. In general, the four parashas that we lay in is muchach. It's proved that it has to do with the month of Adar. There's different. Rise, different proofs to that. But one of them, it's a very clear one. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Sechas Megillah that the four parashas, what if you have an Ibur year, like we're going to have next year, you have 2 months of Chodesh Adar, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, when do you lay the Dal Parashas? Do you lay in Adar Aleph, in the first month of Adar, or Adar Beis, the second month of Adar? Meaning, the question is, what is the main Adar? And that's what the Adar Parashas belong to. And that's something which needs a lot of explanation. For example, Parashas HaChodesh speak about Pesach. So you should lay Parashas HaPesach as close as possible to Pesach. How can it be that you're going to lay Parashas HaPesach a month and a half before Pesach in Chodesh Adar Aleph? Parashas Parah last week, as we learned about last week, Rashi says, what is Parashas Parah Duma? Lazar Yisrael Latar Sheyasuk Pesachim Metaharo. You see Parashas Parah to make Pesach with Taharo. How can that have to do with Chodesh Adar? We know the second Adar is close to Pesach. But how can it be a mandarma that you may have to do, read Parashas Parah, almost 2 months before Pesach, in Adar Aleph? Why are the four parashas connected to the month of Adar, and not to the month of Nisan? And it's Mokach, it's not, this is just one raya. The other raya says, the Gemara goes on, tells us that, you know, the mitzvahs of Chodesh Adar include Purim, Kol Matras Lev Yayinim, right, include the Suda, include the Ayapashas too. That's what the Gemara refers to it. It's part of the mitzvahs of the month and associate 2 weeks before Purim, 2 weeks after Purim. Why does it have to do with Chodesh Adar when these things are all preparations for Nisan?
Ramaisa, we read it when?
Adar Beis. We pass it in Adar Beis. We do Adar Beis. There's Mandama that says Adar, just an indication it has to do with Adar. Why does it have to do with Adar? Right? That's the thing. And finally, you have the Ayapashas. Four parashas, Shkolim, Zohar, Parah, Achodesh, what have to do with each other? What's the connection? What's the process over here? These things are not a coincidence, and there's something here that they have to connect to one mahalach. What is it? So the Goyen of Vilna, the Vilna Goyen, brings down a pshat on the Dal Parashas in the Sefer Aderes Elio. He says very much in short, and the Be'er Avram, who is the son of the Goyen, brings in the bottom a little more explanation. But it doesn't explain enough. But what comes out from the Goyen over there is that we have these four parshias are associated, we mentioned it a few times, this idea of the Goyen, we'll try to get into it a little more in depth today. These four parshias have to do with the four times, four periods that we have, that we mention in Shachris of Shabbos, every Shabbos. We mention four different times. What do we say? Nusach Ashkenaz is Ein Kerekecho. Nusach Sfarad is Ein Erech Lecho. Say Ein Erech Lecho, Ein Kerekecho, Hashem Elokeinu, Bori Lamazeh. That's one time. Ve'ein Zulaschel Malkeinu, L'chai Olam Abo. That's another time. Olam Abo. Efes Biltechol Garaleinu, L'mois HaMashiach. That's a third time. Ve'ein Doim Lechol Mashiach, L'schia Sameisi. Four periods. Olam Hazeh, Olam Abo. L'mois HaMashiach, L'schia Sameisi. And corresponding to these four times, you have four parshas. Zochor Olam Hazeh, I mean, Eshkolim Olam Hazeh, Zochor Olam Habo, Porom Moshe Mashiach, and Chodesh is Ches HaMesim. What does the Goyen mean? How does these four parshas connect to these four times? What does that have to do with each other? And why are these four parshas getting into that process? What's the meaning of this concept? And just to emphasize the question more, if you realize this sequence that we have in the Tefillah is not in order. What is the order of events according to most Rishonim, the Ramban and others? What is the order of events that's going to happen? We're living in Olam Hazeh. What's going to be the next stage? The next stage is Yimoy Samashiach. Mashiach will come in Olam Hazeh, as the Rambam says himself. The Gemara tells us that ain't been Yimoy Samashiach, Olam Hazeh Yimoy Samashiach. There's not much difference. It's a process. An elevated Olam Hazeh is Moshe Mashiach. Then comes Tchias HaMesim, as we spoke about and learn, and that Tchias HaMesim will bring us to Olam Haba, to the next world. So Olam Haba is the last one. Olam Hazeh is the beginning, Olam Haba is the end, and in between you have Moshe Mashiach and you have Tchias HaMesim. Mashiach comes and all the Mesim will be born to come back to Olam Haba. The events that we have in the Tefillah is Olam Hazeh, then Olam Haba, then Mashiach and Tchias HaMesim. Instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, we have 1, 4, 2, 3. Why is that so? What's shot in the coin? So, the truth is once Rav Moshe Shapira, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, was here in town, in Shai Yashuv, and he spoke about this a little bit, gave a little bit of a keys to understand. He didn't explain enough to open it completely, so we'll try to expand where he kept it a little concealed, and hopefully we'll be mechavin to them, is what he means over here. As we spoke here, specifically the last few weeks, or in the past, the whole tachlis of this world, what is the purpose? What are we getting to? As brought down in many Sfarim, the Ramchal, and the Astfunas speaks about in length, is that in the end of the day, what we're trying to get to, what we're going to achieve in our avodah in this world is to bring revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the process. We're going from a place where things are very hidden, you don't see Hashem, and you're going slowly through the process of a bigger gil and a bigger gil and a bigger gil. As we spoke in previous weeks, we had Yetzias Mitzrayim had to do with gil Hashem in the world. And everything that we do is a bigger gila. We go through, you know, we start by Yetzias Mitzrayim, we go through Yetzias Mitzrayim, to Kriyas Yam Suf, to Matan Torah. There's always to have a bigger revelation. And the challenge that we have is in this world, is we don't see Hashem, our goal is to do whatever we can to bring more gila. You do more mitzvahs, you bring more gila of Hashem. You do more Torah, chasadim, avodah. That's what you're doing. And when Chas Shalom is doing the opposite, he's bringing more darkness to the world. But the process is of a gilui who is getting greater and greater as we go. Ultimately, when we get to Olam Haba, as Rav Chal says, and you know, he speaks about in the end of the Asfunas, is really going to be a process of a bigger gilui and a bigger gilui. And you know, as we always said, the physicality, the chumrius, our bodies, is what conceals Hashem. And what we're going to is Olam Haba, where the bodies will be more pure. And then in Olam HaBa, there's different stages. And there's cycles where the body is going to be elevated to be the level of Neshama. And then the body will be elevated to higher than that, and higher than that. It's always going more and more to the bigger revelation. That's where the world is going to. That's the maslul. That's the process of the world. When we're talking about the four periods mentioned in Tefillah Shacharis of Shabbos, where is that mentioned? It's really mentioned in the davening, in the bracha, that refers to the biggest the giluyim that we're going to have. This, the way the bracha ends, what is the bracha of Yetzer? Or Chadosh al Tzir and Toyer, and Niske Chulonu Meir Loira. We want to have that big light that will be coming in the future. And we want to see it. We want to be experience it. That's Yetzer Meiris. Shmuchu is creating light in the world. There's the physical light of sun, but then there's the spiritual light, which that light is growing and expanding, growing bigger and bigger. Or Chadosh al Tzir and Toyer. That's the spiritual light, the gila of Hashem in the world, should be greater and greater as we go. In this bracha, we talk about these four periods. These four periods refer to four levels of revelations of Hashem in the world. And we'll see how this goes, how this connects to the four parshiyos as we go. In this world, as we spoke about before the Shir and Parshas Shkolim, Olam Hazeh is a place where we're living in the place of physicality, of chomrius, where it's very hard to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In our mind, to really comprehend the Hashem in this world, the highest level that a person could get to is to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most important thing in the world. Then we could understand and appreciate even this world. Go around. I mean, there's many other things. The fact that we even have a challenge, that someone can have a challenge to, you know, go and enjoy a good, you know, some good food, good piece of pizza, instead when it's against, you know, the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can you eat that challenge even be? Person, right, the Lashon of the Rishonim, a person would know and feel what really a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to the world, he would be go crazy. How Hashem, you know, what Hashem is revealing over here. But we don't see that. The most we can really see and experience and feel is that really Avodas Hashem is the most important thing. A person can understand that. What's more important? To do things that have to do with Olam HaZeh, or to do things that have to do with the world to come? We can understand that's the most important thing. That's the Lashon. Ein ke'erkecho, in Lashon Nusach Sfarad, ein ha'reich lecho. Erech has to do with value. What's the highest value in the world? We don't understand more than that. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed in the world, but we know He's the most important thing. Ein ke'erkecho, you're the biggest erech. Hashem Elokeinu, Elokeinu is always where HaKadosh Baruch Hu conceals Himself. Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. It's concealed in Hashem Elokeinu and the name Elokim, which is not the topic this year, but that's the name of Hashem, which can be misinterpreted, and that's why Olam Hazeh. In this world, that's the erech. Corresponding to that, we have Parshas Shkolim. We spoke about Parshas Shkolim has to do with values, coins. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand how can a coin of Olam Hazeh connect to spirituality. And Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the coin can be made out of fire. There is a way to connect. There is a way that this world can elevate itself a little bit to something higher. And that's that part. That's Olam Hazeh. Then you get to the next part. Ein zulascha malkeinu l'chayin alba. In Olam HaBa, there will be no other existence but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Maharal says, and brought down many other sfarim, Shachai speaks about it. What is the real kavana when you say, Ki Hashem hu Elokim Hashamayim mimalo tachas ein oid? So Maharal says, some people make a mistake to say that ein oid means there's no other God. There's no other Elohus in the world. The only thing you have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Maharal, no. Ein oid means not only there's no other God, but there's no other Metzius. There's no other existence in the world. Nothing else exists. The only thing you have in the world is Hashem. Hashem is giving life and Metzius and existence to everything that you have. Everything you have is really a reflection of the life that Kadosh Baruch Hu is pouring into it. We don't know that. We don't see that until you get to Olam HaBa. Olam HaBa, this is revealed. Ein oid. There's nothing else. And that's the Lashon. Ein zu loscha. There's nothing else but you. L'chayer l'homo.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The corresponding to that is Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar means, as we learned in the Shir Parsha Zohar, the only thing, the item, the mitzias, the concept in the world, which represents the other side, which represents the Sitra Achra, called the side that means that there's not, that there's not something else but Hashem, that's a Molech. And when a Molech is being cut off, that's a gilui of Ein Zulascha, take away all the things that disturb the vision of Hashem Einoit, you take that away, and then you have a kiyum of Akisa Shalom, Hashem Shalom, Kishbuch is one, that's what you have over there, that's Ein Zulascha Kel Chayim Habo. Now, this thing that you have in Olam Haba, there is some, it's a great revelation, there's nothing else. Nothing else. But it has a caveat. There's something here that you're missing. What is that? And that's what the Ramchal says in Megillat Esther, beautifully. It says, why did Hashem have to reveal himself through the darkness, through things which are unclear, and through challenges that seem to have other things that are against Hashem? Why is that so? So he says, very simple. How could a person cannot comprehend Hashem? Impossible. So we learned just 2 weeks ago, Pasha Kisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Arin Es Kredecho, Shmuel says, Lo Yenu Adam Mechai, you can't. A human being cannot comprehend Hashem. Impossible. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, his level, that you are as close as possible a human being can get to, Vaisa Sachoyre, you can see only my back, you can't see my front, you can't see Hashem. Impossible. You can't see it. So how do we relate to Hashem? The only way to relate to him is to know what he's not. He is not limited. He is not, doesn't miss anything. He does not have any limits. He does not have any, boundaries. He doesn't have any issues of chesed, not enough chesed, of rachim. All the limits that we vision, that we see, that we experience in this world, he's not that. And the Lashon of Mekubalim, what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu called? Ein Soif. He has no end. So in order to really try to understand that, is you have to know very clearly what's Seif, what is end. And you can say he's not that. You can't understand that, but you can understand what he's not. That's called the Shlilo. You can understand the negative. Understand what he's not what he is. That's what you have. So in this, we go through this world to comprehend something of the revelation of Hashem by seeing all the opposites, all the called the negatives, as it used to be. The negative, the other side, you don't have over here. And in Olam Haba, you won't have that negatives. You won't have the other side. It's just going to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu Einoit, and we connect to that. So at least when we're talking about it today, and maybe apply it also there, to a certain extent, it's less of a revelation. Because to really comprehend who Hashem is, it's impossible. I don't have. So the only way we connect to that is through seeing the opposite. But in Olam Haba, you don't have the opposite. So at least the way we understand it today is that we're gonna be lacking comprehension. Olam Haba is such a great gilui, you can't really see. It's as the Kabbalim say, the Ramak says, name of the Rishonim already, that it's like looking at the sun. If you look directly to the sun, you can't see. You can't look at the sun. But if you put some kind of a filter, like you have when we had now in the summer the eclipse. So you take a special glasses, you can see the sun. You need to have some mechitza. But you look directly, you can't see it. When you look directly, you get blind. And Olam Haba, because it's so much light, it's something which, we comprehend less. That's why Olam Haba comes second. Olam Haba is the biggest revelation possible. But in terms of our comprehension, or at least the way we perceive our comprehension in this world, it looks to be a little bit less of understanding. Because it's so much light, so great, it's so big, that we can't really chop it. We can just maybe vatal ourselves. So that's stage two. It's more than Olam Haba. We don't see anything. We just know it's the most important thing. Olam Haba, we already get to the stage that it's so great. So in a sense, we don't really comprehend it. It just vatal ourselves. Stage three. And then this connects to the Shira given Purim. The end of the day, what is that connection that we have? Is Adelo Yoda. The only way really that we connect to a limitless Gilui Hashem is when we mevatel our das completely to Hashem, and that's what we are. That's Purim that comes after Parashat Zohar. That's the asiya the Parashat Zohar has when you have some kind of a relation of Einheit. Stage three is Yemois HaMashiach. Yemois HaMashiach, as we said before, is an upgraded Olam Hazeh. As the Maharal says, that the Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, Yom Tov is Me'ein Yemois HaMashiach. Which means Yom Tov is really is a day where you can still cook, you can still do Eichel Nefesh, but it's an elevated Olam Hazeh. It's a Kaddish Dik Olam Hazeh. So Yemois HaMashiach is this world, but upgraded. So if before in Olam Hazeh we had a concept of Ein Arech Lecho, Ein Kerek Lecho, meaning we couldn't really see that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only important thing, but we knew he's the most important thing. Ein Arech is something in his level. Now we come to another level. Efes Biltecho, Koyalein Yomais Mashiach. Efes Biltecho means there's nothing worthwhile compared to you. Ein Arech means there is other values in the world, just he's most valued. He's the highest level. Efes Biltecho means everything next to you is like almost like a translation. It's Efes, it's zero. Except you, there's nothing. That's not the Yomais Mashiach. We still have other mitzias in the world. We have other existence in the world. Alakar Mabel. There's other things, the world still is continuing to exist. There's Gashmias, there's physicality, it's there. But we realize, as the Rambam says, we'll be in Yemois HaMashiach, the Mol Haaretz there is Hashem. Everybody's going to want to go and learn Torah. Everybody's going to be, the only thing that really will matter will be spirituality. You will have physicality, but it's going to be so clear that it's worthless compared to that. That's a new level. In Olam Hazeh, it's the most important thing. Other things are also important. Here it's Ephes, everything else. That's what belongs to the Yemois HaMashiach. And that has to do with Ge'ulah. Ge'ulah means that you're in the same position where you are before. What's a Ge'ulah? Ge'ulah is the opposite of Golos. A nation is a nation, just in the wrong place. You have to go back to their place. You are where you are before, and you are that nation, but you're in the right position we need to be. You're an elevated Olam Hazeh. Ge'ulah, you're the same thing, but in a higher level. And this corresponds to Parshas Paro. Because Parshas Paro, as we spoke about last week, is the idea of Paro is the Tahara of Israel. That will come in Yemois HaMashiach, when the Mashiach will come, will be married with Tahara, everybody's going to go back to, he's going to be Mevarer. We'll say Mashiach is going to be one who's going to know who's a Mamzer, who's not a Mamzer. He's going to be Miyachas, the Mishpochas, and Miyachasos of Israel. He's going to bring back Am Yisrael to its purity. And that's what happens over there. Mashiach, Paro, is taking the schmutz of the world and cleaning it up. As I spoke last week, Paro, Adumo, takes away the Tumo of Mes. So Misa causes schmutz in the world, Paro Adumo takes it away, cleans out the dirt of the world. You're still in this world, nothing changed yet, but you are upgraded that world. And that's the third stage. And finally, you get to Eindoyim Melechoy Mishayinu Zchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is a whole new level. And what's the level of Tchias HaMesim? Every concept that we have in this world is always yesh miyesh. The world is existing, and then you create something else. The biggest, called mechashvim, the biggest, witchcraft, sorcery that you have in the world is taking something and bringing something, creating something from what is existing. Tchias HaMesim is taking something which is dead, it's gone, and bringing it back to life. Renewing. Starting something new from nothing. That is a chiddush of Tchias HaMesim. You don't have anything else. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Ein Doyim Melecho Mishenu. There's nothing like you. There's nothing similar. No dimyon. If we said that Olam Hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Erech Lecho, means he's the highest value. You get to Yemois HaMashiach, you get to the level of Efes Biltecho, everything else is worthless. Now you're saying, it's not only that it's worthless, it's a whole different league. It's a whole different dimension. Ein doyim melecho, there's no dimming. You can't even compare. It's not that you compare, this is nothing, this is worthless, this is worth a lot. That's nothing, it's melecho on the same, not on the same level. And that's what we say it every day in davening, right? In Tchias, and when we speak about Tchias HaMesim, we say, Micha moicho ba'al gevurois, umi doyim melech, melech mei misu mechai. Bring back to life is the demonstration of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is something ein dimyon, nothing similar. And that's Ein Doyim Melecho Mashiyenu L'Shi Yeshua. Yeshua is completely changing the matzav. The person is in a tzara, and you take him out of Tzoras, not only you take him out from his place or something else, you completely change him. And Doru Chamishayot Chasameisim, that brings you to Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh, and that's where you get to the Indian Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh corresponds to Tchias HaMesim. Why does Parshas HaChodesh correspond to Tchias HaMesim? Because Parshas HaChodesh is, as we spoke about in the past, last year in Parshas Boy, the mitzvah of HaChodesh is Alachem Rosh Chodeshim, is the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that you have to count the months based on the moon, based on the lunar calendar. And what's the idea of the moon? The moon, every month, the moon disappears, so to speak, dies, and renews the next month. There's a Tchias HaMesim to get to the next month. So the Tchias HaMesim, it brings you to the next stage. Right? Tchias HaMesim now is that you're renewed, you're reborn, it's a new thing. Parshas HaChodesh tells you that Am Yisrael always will be mechudesh, will always be renewed. And you count based on a lunar calendar, which is always a cycle of going back and going forth. When we talk about Tchias HaMesim, the one that corresponds to that, so first we have here an idea what the Gaon says. The Gaon tells us the Dalet Parshas are going the same stages of the four times that you have in davening. So we said, what is this four times? What does it mean? What is the connection? We're talking about the revelation of Hashem. We also asked, why is Tchias HaMesim, come after Olam Haba? Because the answer is, we talk about the stages of revelation that we could comprehend, at least the way we perceive that we could comprehend it. So the stages are Olam Hazeh, the revelation is very minimal, most important. Stage two is Olam Haba. It's so bright, it's almost hard to see. Just know that the book was everywhere. Then comes Yemois HaMashiach, where you have the Gilui, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megula and everything else is worthless. And then you come to Tchias HaMesim, you have a Gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything else is the Ein Dorim L'Chah, it's a completely different link. That's the four stages. And these correspond to the four Pashas. So the four Pashas, says the Gaon, what is the Gaon telling us? We're talking here about a revelation of Hashem. We're talking about the four stages of Gilui Shem Shamayim. And here we connect in the last few minutes of the shir to what this has to do with the Chodesh Adar. As Ramon Shapiro Zechatzai Levochar used to say, the process of Am Yisrael is to be born in Chodesh Nisan. That's where they were born. Every year, it's again, there's another rebirth of Am Yisrael. That's Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Adar is the last month of the year in the calendar going based on the months. The last month is the month of end. Everything ends over there. So to speak, Chodesh Adar ends the process of Am Yisrael. It was reflected itself when Haman came with the Gzeiro, as the Medrash tells, the Medrash we read here a few weeks ago, the Medrash says that the Gzeiro that Haman said was a Gzeiro that was written in Shemayim. And what was the Gzeiro? Lahashmid, Laharoig, Lahabed, is called a Yudim. Everybody should be gone. And that Gzeiro was never written off. It was never erased. It stayed there. Lahashmid, Laharoig, Lahabed, is called a Yudim. And Lamar, we have another. There was another egros, another message came out that the Yehudim can protect themselves, can fight themselves. But that's still there. And that really stays the whole time. Chodesh Adar is the end of the process of Am Yisrael. Every time you end that process, you have to be renewed. You have to start again. And to get that renewal, you need to go through the four stages of revelation of Hashem, that the pinnacle of them is Tchias HaMesim, the Giloy of being renewed, of being restarting again. You want to restart. The concept of restarting is the revelation of the Tchias HaMesim that comes from the fourth and the highest level of Gilui of Hashem that we have. Every year we go through it. This is going to be the revelation that we're going to have, lost in love with the big seasons that we have, Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, Mois Mashiach, all that is going to be bring to that. But every year we have that Bezer Anpin. We have a small, a small edition of preview to that. Because every year we have to be renewed. Every year there's a Tchias HaMesim. You have to be reborn again, Chodesh Nisan. How do you go? The month that has that renewal, that brings you to that, is Chodesh Adar, which is the Chodesh of Nafoichu. You turn around what happened. That's why even if Chodesh Adar will be a month earlier, it'll be a Chodesh Adar Aleph. I don't care. It could be 6 months earlier. Lutzir. The four Pashas will be there because that's the month that flips things over. It takes hours over where they are to be reborn again. You need to go through these stages in that month. We say that month is the closest one to Chodesh Nisan. But Lamaisa, you have four Pashas going and bringing you, being here to rebirth to Chodesh Nisan. There we get to the Parshas HaChodesh, the last Parsha that we have. As we said, Rashi says, what is Parshas HaChodesh? Shisham Parshas HaPesach. And we asked, what is Parshas HaPesach? So you want to get ready for Pesach? I mean, that's what we have in it. According to what he's saying is, not that you want to get ready for Pesach. That's not the concept of Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh is that in order to get to Pesach, you have to get to Parshas HaChodesh. You can add to that, how does Parshas HaPesach work? Look in the Torah. So the Chodesh is Alechem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Alechem, Chodesh Hashana. Kulakim say the Yishlo Vesavos. It's the same Pasha. First Pasuk is, as Rishon explained to us, what is the first Pasuk? The mitzvah to be Mekadesh, the Chodesh, count based on the lunar calendar. Next Pasuk, the same Pasha, take the Pesach. What does that do with each other? Why are they all in the same Pasha? But according to this is, in order for Am Yisrael to get the Korban Pesach, to get the Yetzias Mitzrayim, to get to the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael does a nation to become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the preview to that is Chodesh Alechem Rosh Chodesh. You need to be renewed. You need to have that renewal, which is the prerequisite to be the nation of Hashem. And that you have to do through every time. Every time we go, is we're going here to be renewed. We're going here to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ein doyim alecho, the gilu t'chias amesim. That's where we go through the four parashias to get to that. Parashat Chodesh is the last one. Now we have Parashat Chodesh. We can read Pesach. Not that now we're getting ready for Pesach by learning the Parashat Pesach. But now the Parashat Chodesh, we can get to Pesach to be the nation of Hashem. That's the mahalach that comes out according to this coin. So it should be zoyche really that we are going through this process every year. This process is to build us up. We're going, the month of Adar is that we're getting closer to the revelation of Hashem in the world. And the closer we get to Hashem, the more we can be renewed and start the process again for the Geula of Pesach, and eventually for the Geula of Siddur B'Mehirah B'Yamim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.